Hey, this is Hulkman, DM for Out of the Abyss, a new series coming to the Storyteller Tales channel. Thank you for checking out the game, and hope you enjoy.
Howdy, my name is Bramble. I'll be playing Champra Kissy Kissy, a Ghostwise Halfling Ranger. Champra is quite the unique character, a bit odd, but full of courage.
Hey, it's Brim. I'll be playing Merlette Ambereye, a Halfling Rogue with a fascination for magic tricks.
Hey everyone, this is Matt. I'll be playing the part of Khazad Doerden, a Drow Oathbreaker Paladin who's trying to get out of the Underdark and start a new life.
Hey everyone, I'm Mithril, and I'll be playing Ruin, the half-drow ranger who receives visions of coming doom.
Hey, my name is Amir. I'll be playing Tequil Mershi, a fairy bard, a common out to sell you your own secrets.
Hello, I'm Pat, also known as Storyweaver, and I'm playing Ivan von Kretsch, a drow whose blessing has been spun into a curse.
Oh, hi. Didn't see you there. I'm Morpski, and I'll be playing the adorable red kobold artificer, Fluffle. Want to know more? You'll just have to tune in.
So, as you guys kind of gather yourselves for this morning, I need someone to roll a d20 for me.
I do. I do it.
I did a lot of that yesterday.
I'll let Miss do it.
Eight.
Eight.
I feel like that's a bad thing.
All right. Well, the first part of your adventure for this day goes by without a hitch. In fact, Shushar even speaks up and says, I'm actually kind of surprised there's no patrols around.
Wouldn't that be a bad thing?
Not concerning?
I'm sorry. What is supposed to be patrolling? And
Kiratola.
Oh, cool. Next time, lead and tell us that before we walk into the area where there's supposed to be patrolling!
That's fair. But also, like, I don't know if y'all are prepared for what's about to come.
I think we're plenty prepared, sir. Tell me more about your people, your culture, the types of things you might have on sale.
You might want to also worry that you might eat your people.
Okay, so when I left, they worshipped somebody named Beldurpoop.
That's nice. Now, what kind of things do you have for sale?
You think there's currency?
I don't care about currency. I mean, shiny rocks, clamshells, whatever have you. Do you sell, like, vials? Do you have a blacksmith?
No.
Buddy, I think we're going the wrong place if you want to buy stuff. We should have gone to Prince Durandel's place if we were wanting to buy that.
No,
I mean, aren't you guys like aquatic in nature? Looking treasure.
They worship the sea mother.
How far away, Shushar, is your? Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm interrupting.
The sea mother. You know, bottom of the ocean, ship sink, sailors, pirates, this, that, the other. No gold down there. Y'all haven't scavenged up or anything like that.
I mean, I'm sure they found some quote unquote shiny. But
so, you know, who would be the one in charge of that stuff?
I do want to point out that the only thing large body of water that would be down here is most likely a big lake.
Yeah, it's a dark lake.
So it's not really like anything with boats.
Also
on
known
it.
As the other
sea. Oh no.
No, it's huge. Oh, I know. It's a massive.
Gigantic.
I know, but like,
oh shit.
I know, but it's probably with the people in this area and the fact that it's in the Underdark, unless you got some drow or some really smart Kuotoa, you ain't really gonna see boats.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a treasure
down there. We'll see. Yeah.
You know, I agree with you. Normally, yes. There is like 15 boats that just sit there. So we could take the Dark Lake to try to find an exit. Maybe Plooperpin knows one.
Neat. How far is it from your little home to, say, Blending Stone?
Well, it's about 20 days travel.
We've been going the wrong way this whole time.
I don't even know what direction we're supposed to be going, so...
Yeah, like, what?
I mean, any direction's better than being imprisoned in a drow prison.
I kind of feel like Flaffle,
you should have gone to Blendix, though.
You've been going the wrong direction. We didn't have a direction in the first place, so we're going whatever direction is the right direction for us, and this is clearly the direction we've chosen. So.
And see, this is why drow society has failed you all. Look at you, you're all sheep. Don't be sheep.
See, now I'm understanding Flaffle more.
I mean, he's not wrong.
No, every single person, except for me, in this city, are sheep.
Oh.
That's true.
Easily manipulated into doing work for others?
No, they just no, that was the Mind Flayers and the Drow.
Are you being literal or the other word?
Figurative?
Hypothetical?
Figurative,
yeah. Because are we just about to walk into a town full of sheep, like literal sheep?
Mutton.
No. Well,
there is Bella. I would not be surprised, to be honest.
There's blip blip bloop, but we're not going to talk about blip blip bloop.
What?
Exactly.
Look, if there's a way to the surface this way, or there's a chance of it, I'm happy going this way. I don't need to go and find another settlement of drow or another Underdark city. I really just want to get to the surface. So if there's a way out this way.
How well do you operate in sunlight?
Honestly, probably not good. The fact that I've never
seen how
sunlight.
How are the drow looked at on the surface?
I don't know.
Perhaps you stay here.
With a significant amount of distrust.
Hey, but that's okay. You know, we just work to change it, you know?
The surface people are narrow-minded. You will be tarred and feathered.
Well, I'm never...
People down here are narrow-minded. There's...
No, that's just the drow down here.
I mean... People everywhere are narrow-minded.
Yeah? Well,
let's go to Blending Stone. Let's go to Blending Stone.
I'm just gonna keep going this way. We've already been going this way.
I'm gonna stick with Shushar on this one.
If we can talk Poopopine into taking the boats.
I'm sure I can.
Are you guys coming again, or am I just gonna lead the way every time?
I'm pretty good with words myself.
I'm going to dive in.
Okay. An hour of travel passes. Before you hear something, you're not sure. You hear like scattering and like quick movement and just a whole lot of puking.
Hey, fish buddy.
Yeah, that's a patrol.
Oh, that's what I thought. It sounded like your kind of shit, so.
It just depends on which group, it is.
Oh, well, you want to go find out?
Not particularly.
Okay.
Well, you see, and at that point, we will change the map.
Oh, no. Oh, no!
And because of something else,
I drop fireball. No, I'm just kidding.
I think it was 7 times, right, Flash?
No!
Wait, 7 times of what?
Wait, I think it might have been
8. Oh God!
God. Fucking damn it, Dave.
All right, you asked for it.
I'm just going to start strangling Flaffle now.
So that's important.
All right, let me just finish up this backup character.
Fucking coming in as a wild magic sorcerer. Get your butts ready. Nah.
Can I cast Can I cast enhance ability?
You can attempt to. However, you do hear them turn, and which of you speak undercommon?
I do.
This is a lot of enemies.
Yeah, this is gonna be one hell of a fucking combat if we don't talk our ass out of this shit.
Okay.
Get so they the don't combat even speak, music ready.
And I gotta add some enemies.
We are so
okay. So you hear this one, or the monitor, the one kind of more dressed in what looks to be robes and seashells. And you see him turn and yell, "Halt! Susha! You are a follower of the Sea Mother. I hear the Deep Father." And I need everybody to roll initiative.
Ivan, as this happens, yells, "Oh, it's a divorce."
"Ah, I'll hail the Deep Father. We have brought you Shushar as a prisoner. We found him. He escaped, and we are bringing him back."
It's a 5.
Make a deception check?
Question mark?
It's a 17.
I would say this one would say, "Let's a red one approach."
"Don't worry, guys. I got."
Izzat just mutters under his breath, "We're all gonna fucking die to a bunch of fish."
I should say in kind. No, him first, at least.
"Hello.
You seem..." And as he's talking, by the way, they're not standing still. Where? They're just constantly moving. Little beady eyes just piercing through you. This one begins to move around and start and talk to you. "Well, little one, do you worship the Deep Father?"
"I have been told of the Deep Father, rumblings throughout the Underdark of his great and magnificent power."
"Oh, have you?"
"I have."
"The great Lunugurgun shines on us all."
"Yes, he does. Which is why we have brought you an offering of Shushar, who we found is a worshiper of the deep, the Deep Mother, the Sea Mother."
"The Sea Mother."
"I'm going to be honest. After hearing about the Deep Father, I care little about the Sea Mother, so I don't really pay much attention to it."
"You are... Oh, this is great."
"Yeah.
If you wish to become a worshipper,
I
need blood sacrifice."
"I have, as has my group here."
"Bring forth."
"Honestly, we can sacrifice all of them. We just need safe. I just need safe travel with my elite drow guard back to your home."
Hey. As all of this is going on, I'm like signing to Ivan and Ruin and Sereth in Drow sign, "The moment this goes south, kill the one that Flathel's talking to."
Ivan signs back, "I've got an idea.
It.
I can drop a spell that might help us run from this situation. Though Flathel will be caught in it."
I just kind of shrug a necessary sacrifice. Okay. Be ready to do it.
I am going to prepare as silently as possible, fog cloud.
Okay.
Teak will see this?
Yes.
I also come bearing news for your glorious leader.
You do?
Yes.
He will be pleased.
That is wonderful to hear. So, are we allowed safe passage?
We require the traitor and one blood sacrifice.
Oh, yeah, we've got that. So you can have the traitor, and I pointed Ivan, that guy.
No.
This is not going to end well.
Can Tico step forward and... I'd like to volunteer sacrifice.
No. You're my advisor. That would be a terrible idea.
Excellent! The little fairy will die today!
Yes, the little fairy will die today.
And so will the blasphemous traitor.
And the blasphemous traitor.
Yeah,
at that moment, Ivan drops at the highest level he can, which creates a 40-foot sphere of fog cloud while yelling to Tickle, grab Flaffle.
Yeah, Kazav just got a sign to send it to Ivan.
He's going to drop it right here. And then...
Okay.
Yeah, he's just going to run back and grab Shushar. Well, he's going to yell at Ront to grab Shushar and start running the opposite, trying to get around them and away from them.
Okay. So... you drop... First of all, I need a d20 roll.
Yep, I know. I know.
And this is a second level spell, correct?
Yep. I'm casting it at second level. Yeah. So, 1 second.
All good.
Come on. All right. Coming in.
Watch wild trick happen. Just get fucked anyway.
That's a 9.
Okay. You are good.
Mm-hmm. Run away!
A fog cloud appears.
It's a 40-foot sphere.
So...
overlay... Wah! Let's see here. 40-foot sphere. So that would put that at 20 feet across. He's going to drop it kind of right here because I want to try to run that direction.
Okay.
I kind of want to run this direction. So.
Okay. Kazad, point of order. Do you have Duskbringer out?
The moment he drops that spell, yeah, Duskbringer is out.
Okay. Very well. So, you drop this. Flaffle, if you are being drugged back by Tickle.
Flaffle would resist.
Okay.
I don't even know if Tickle's actually going to drag him, yeah.
I wasn't really going to try to drag him. I was going to place my hand on him, though.
Okay.
I was going to grab him, and if I had enough time, I was going to cast Enhance Ability on him. But seeing how I'm covered in smoke now, I'm not doing that.
Very well. So, let us get an initiative roll from Flaffle and Tickle. I've got everybody else's.
Yeah.
Flaffle would take this time at the moment of seeing how things are going to spin around and be like, traitors all! For the author!
Dang, you guys
are you here? Tico so say, bad. I'm still with you, boss!
Okay.
Damn, you guys
were a little bit too going close to kill them not going with it.
Ivan just yells, it's fine, just leave him in the fog.
Tico, you wrote an 8, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. So, we start this combat. Ruin, you are up first.
So,
Damn, what did Ruin roll?
A 28.
I stopped saying them out loud because Matt kept making comments.
I got a 19, that's why I was asking.
I am going to bonus action cast Ensnaring Strike and then shoot A.
He is the one closest to our escape.
Okay. D20 roll as you cast it.
Okay. Well, that's a 21 to hit.
Yeah, 21 definitely hit.
6 on the D20.
Woo!
Did something happen?
Okay. No, you are good.
Okay, so it's going to be a D6 plus 5 from the crossbow. An extra D6. So 9 damage, and I need a strength save from him.
Okay. That is a 12.
That is a fail. He is restrained.
Very well.
And then I'm going to shoot him again with my Gloomstalker attack, which should be at advantage because he's restrained, right?
Correct. You did use your bonus action to cast.
Gloomstalker attack is part of my attack action.
Oh, that's right.
Round
that's
of
right,
combat.
Right. You are right.
That is another 21 to hit.
That hits.
That is going to be 10 piercing damage from the crossbow. An additional 8 from the Gloomstalker attack part.
That one
so
falls
18
dead.
Damage from that second. Yep, okay. Be like, y'all coming? 5, 10, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40. Because my movement speed's increased by 10 on the first round of combat. Okay, I'm done.
There you go.
So,
I
think it's my turn next, right?
It is.
Okay. What CR is it like a riding horse?
One half, one quarter.
I think it's
actually
quarter or half.
Damn it. I swear there it's was quarter like eighth. A mount like thing for something that was 1/4.
It is 1/4.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I am going to pop a wild shape and hold. That's my action. Actually, I don't know if I want to do that. Yeah, no, I'm going to actually pop dragon form because it's probably my best bet right now. My starry form dragon. So that I can maintain concentration far better. That's a bonus action. Okay. And then I'm going to action dash. So 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35, 40... 45, 50, 55, 60. As Ruin yells, are you coming? Vroom!
You just see Ivan, Forrest Gump running
just
straight past you.
Suddenly that cosmic glow manifests around him, now glowing around his boots like scales of dragons as spectral claws dig into the ground and push him forward.
Also above table, draft horse and elk are both 1/4 creatures.
Okay, so yeah, I would be able to turn into those ones. I can only do 1/4 right now.
Okay.
That is 1/4.
I thought it was 1/2.
No.
Oh, I thought
the
you said
1/4. And the draft horse are 1/4.
Yeah, but it takes an action to turn into that shit, so I'm probably not going to do that right
now.
Oh,
yeah, because you're not back.
Yeah.
But anyway, sorry. ADHD.
It is, if that is the end of your turn, it is now the monitor's turn.
Yes, that is the end of my turn.
He's heavily obscured as though Ed would be blinded.
He is. So I am going to roll a d10, because this will determine which way he moves. Okay. You hear.
Oh, you're going to need to say that again. Your wood robot in the mic didn't pick it up. Jordan. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And then run this way straight into D. And is going to make an attack.
It's fucking the Three Stooges up in that bitch.
For a 10. And a 10. Does not hit. Okay.
I'm going to ask this. I don't know if Tickle or Flaffle would choose to do this, but he did technically move out of their attack range willingly.
He did.
That's up to them if they want to take that attack of opportunity. Well, if we would, or not.
Will we be able to even see that?
It would be at disadvantage. That's what it would be at. You would hear him running. You're technically blinded, so it would be at disadvantage, but you could attempt it. I'm just saying.
Nah.
I don't know if you two would, but I did want to point that out.
Nope.
Okay. With that being said, it is now Merlette's turn.
All right.
Oh.
Let's see.
I don't know why you weren't on there to begin with, my bad.
Okay, let's take a shoot a shot at the lead one.
So that will be at disadvantage because it's heavily obscured. Any shots into there will be at disadvantage.
Is that on the map?
Yeah, it is. It's a big red circle. You might need to reload.
Refresh my own. Yeah.
Yeah. Any shots into there?
I'm still not seeing it.
Any shots in? Do you see where my thing is at least?
Oh. It encompasses B through L, the monitor, and Tickle. That's.
Yeah, these guys are the ones that are open to be shot at without disadvantage. All right. You would notice me. You would have heard all of us yelling run and all that shit, and me and Ruin just booking it this way.
Oh.
Like, I dropped the fog cloud, and we're all just freaking running. I mean, bonus you do what you want to do, but.
Bonus action dash, action dash.
Oh, damn. I mean, I guess you're a.
Gone.
Rogue.
Well, it just says peace, y'all, and leaves.
Ghosts.
That's right there.
You're off the map. Ivan was like 60 feet, so yeah, you're off the map.
Well, he's a halfling.
150.
Yeah, but you're still off the map.
125. But yeah.
Yeah, you pass me. It's like this little tiny speed demon just.
Maybe short, but I have
like, oh my goodness, I didn't know your legs could move that fast. Sure you're not part tabaxi?
I'm just holding on to my bowler hat as I'm running. I'm just like, hurry the hell up. We're running.
Trying.
Alright. Flaffle.
Yeah.
That is gonna be you.
Oh, it's my turn?
Yes.
Flaffle is going to yell, "Heretics all!" And, pull out his, I'm going to remove the last two beads of, the fireball necklace and chuck it where the group was. I'm just kidding now.
Jesus.
It's okay. Jesus. It's
There's
okay.
A different kind of campaign now.
We're not over there, Ruin and Merlette. We're good.
He's going to pull out his crossbow and fire blindly.
I'm
off
even farther out away from it.
A direction that he feels no one is in.
Okay. Roll. Okay, first off, roll a d8 for me. I would say you would see Tickle. They're right up on each other.
Yeah, I'm not going to aim for Tickle.
Thank you.
All right, so you turn around and fire. Make an attack roll. You're shooting this way.
Okay, Sarah gets perfect. Nailed.
Oh, well. Sometimes there must be casualties.
Jesus.
It's an 18.
Fuck. Yes, that hits.
No.
Oh, you have to roll it with disadvantage, remember?
Yes, he's...
Oh, yeah, that's good. That's completely fine.
Yep.
Nat 20.
It's a 23 on that one.
No.
So 18 is what he rolled.
Well, 18.
Because of disadvantage, yep.
Okay. Roll damage.
Okay, there we go. It's a 4. 4 for damage.
I need to check something. The Seraph took damage.
What does that mean?
Oh no. I feel like that's a bad thing.
Good thing we're over here, huh?
He doesn't know where it came from, though.
You know what? Flaffle. Roll a d20 for me.
Oh, God. Fucking damn it.
It's an 8.
Oh.
What do you mean, oh?
Get a new character ready.
That seems bad.
There is fog here. He does not know where it came from.
Now, the question is, would these Kuotoa have a crossbow?
You guys watch. The ones that can see, at least. The Seraph takes his arrow to the shoulder. And this orange...
Oh, no. Oh, no.
This orange goo begins to drip.
Ruin gets this absolutely horrified look on her face.
What are you looking at, Ruin? Why are you frozen?
Sarah then goes... That's... odd. Are you guys... And as soon as he starts that sentence, his head explodes.
Oh!
Oh god, like scanners.
What?
I fucking hate this place.
These orange-like tendrils began to manifest out of the head that was Ceres. And an eerie, almost just pure evil presence can be felt.
Yep, it ruined. Kazad, the rest of you, please get your ass over here.
So after Flapple fires his shot, he's going to exit the fog, see that, and go back into the fog.
Peeks head out. Oh, yeah, no.
Oh, fuck! I'm going to look at Tinkle. Don't go out there. We're safer in here.
Well, what'd you see?
Sarah is, Sarah's
not
looking
too
good.
Oh, my God. It is now Sarah's turn.
Oh, right up on Kazad.
Of course.
I just want you to know, Kazad, you were a sacrifice I was willing to make.
Kazad, as this thing approaches you, you have Duskbringer out.
Yes.
Duskbringer's voice actually comes to you. Kill this abomination. Death awaits if you touch it. And it is going to make an attack on you. Does a 14 hit?
No, it does not.
You just barely get out of the way of his sword, which you can now see. He puts it through the orange goo that is coming out of his head, lowers it down, and it is now coated in it.
Great.
Gross.
And this voice can be heard. Hello, everyone.
Does Ivan hear that?
Everyone hears it.
Ivan is running and then stops, turns around as crackling moonlight energy starts to manifest in his hand. Ivan's going to turn around when it's his turn and head back and just blast the shit out of this fucking thing. So I started blasting.
I am now going to say we are out of combat. Sereth. Kazad.
Yeah.
Do you attempt to move away from Sereth?
No. I am going to trust Duskbringer and I am going to fucking attack.
Okay. Make an attack roll.
I'm also going to drop a guiding bolt on that thing. Let's see if I hit the guiding bolt.
That's
first.
24 to hit.
Hey, real quick, Hulk, does a guiding bolt of 17 hit?
17 misses.
Oh, damn. I was trying to give you advantage on that, Kazad.
But that I appreciate it.
That is also a spell, so I'm going to roll.
Roll a d20. Yeah.
I tried to help.
Still holding concentration for this fog, right?
Yeah, guiding bolt is in a concentration
spot. Okay, cool.
17.
Okay. Right. You are good. Sereth is going to attempt to attack again. However, the sword reaches right before you and he begins to back up.
I rolled a 24 to hit.
Roll damage.
Alright, so that's
and
going
are
to
you
be
dumping?
9 radiant and divine smite as well.
Okay. This thing is not considered undead, just so you know.
That's okay. That's 18 radiant damage. And as it tried to run away, does that provoke an attack of opportunity, or is it just trying to get away?
You slam Dustbringer into this visage that used to be Sereth. It hits. In fact, it crumbles Sereth. However, Sereth once again morphs. And the split voice that you once heard is no more.
This is giving JRPG Elden Ring vibes.
Stands a large female-like mushroom.
Oh, no.
I need everyone to make a wisdom saving throw.
While I'm in this form.
Even the people in the fog?
Even the people in the fog.
22.
You are fine.
Fuck.
Oh, thank fuck.
No. Oh,
that's
no.
A 5 for me.
Oh, I treat this as a 9 or lower, so.
Wisdom saving throw?
Wisdom saving throw.
I'm gonna cast resistance on my. No, that's concentration.
Oh, God.
So, 9 or less, so. I got, because I'm in dragon form, I got a 10, I got a 15.
I'm going to burn another lucky charge.
Okay.
Is this, above table, is this a charmed effect by any chance?
It is not.
I'm
going to
take 14 because that's the best I can do right now.
Okay. Who rolled below a 20?
Oh, please.
I did.
Pretty much.
I did.
Yeah. Everybody
all
rolled
of us.
Below a 20.
Except me.
Perfect.
Oh my.
Everyone falls unconscious.
Fuck. Hold on. I think elves can't be put to sleep by magical means.
Oh wait, yeah, that's right.
He specifically said unconscious.
Unconscious is asleep.
It is considered that. However, this still affects you. It turns out it may not be from magical means. As you see spores start to erupt from this creature. One by one, these begin to fall. And spores begin to cover them. The voice takes over the entire cavern now. Welcome, adventurers. Oh my. You made it. Good. She moves over to you almost in a blink. Her fungal hands, basically the back of her hand like goes down your cheek. Good.
I am trying to visibly not show the horror on my face.
Don't fail us now.
Who are you?
Oh, you'll know all of us soon enough. Just know the Demon Lord of Rot has her eye on you. As do the others.
Hey, adventurers. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to smash that like and subscribe button, and don't forget to give some love to your bards.